No, I'm sick and tired of these celebrity couples.
All of them?
They're worthless. They're all worthless. Like I'm so glad that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett were taken down a peg.
Were they taken down a peg?
I mean, I think so. It seems like society is like, ha ha.
But I feel like they don't care. Like if they don't care, if they're like, no, we're not sorry for it. They're like, nah.
Well, it's hard to say that they don't care because they answer to the speculation and rumors, right? Oh. So if you don't know what we're talking about, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are a married couple. They're a celebrity power couple.
Been married for a while.
Since 1997.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was 17 when he took Jada from me. This isn't personal. This is So they've been married for since 1997. And then it recently came out that 4 years ago when they were having trouble in their relationship, I guess they were on a break, Jada Smith went out and got some Young D.
But wasn't it like before that they were always like a swinging couple? It was always like, they've got an open relationship.
They weren't open about it, but there was a rumor about the fact that they had an open relationship. Mm-hmm. However, the image that they were projecting of their relationship was perfect married couple, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of, it's just like, you know, we do everything right. Ha ha, woo!
And they had like very supportive of their kids and like
And
family unit.
And also, the guy that, his name was August, the guy that Jada was having what she described as an entanglement.
She called it an entanglement?
She called it like they had that red book show or red.
Yeah, her thing, her couch or something.
Red couch, red table. Red table.
Table red.
Table red. So red table, red table. So they were having their red table talk and that's what she described it as. She described it as an entanglement. Because
those are interesting words.
It's one word, by the way. Entanglement is one word. I know a lot of people think it's entanglement. But it's not.
No.
It's not. Not like spearmint. That's also one word.
Yeah.
Peppermint, also one word.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Absolutely. I'm the mint guy. And even when she said that, she called it an entanglement. And Will Smith was like, entanglement? You mean relationship? Like, even he was like,
oh.
Yeah, come on. Let's be real here.
Oh, because he's like, we were on a break?
I mean, I don't know. But do open relationships have breaks? Mm. Like, I would imagine that a break in an open relationship is when they're not banging other people.
That's fair. Yeah, because every other time you're just in an open relationship.
In an open relationship, right?
Or is it when you stop banging each other? Like, because I imagine in an open relationship, like, you still, like, come back together.
I mean, I guess you have to, but...
Or else you're not in a relationship, right?
There you go. You're just living with... You're just roommates.
Yeah.
You're just basically roommates coming back at home every night, you know, like, yo, who'd you bang today?
Yeah.
I'm out there getting numbers. That's, yeah, not... I mean, but... I feel like they've been taken down a peg. I feel like
we've broken the facade.
Well, now, because now it's out. Because now, before it was speculation whether or not they had an open relationship, and they could deny those rumors, which they did all the time.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we ain't in an open relationship. Nah. Yeah. It's by the way, Will Smith is probably one of the most prominent, famous black people. Famous for making noises.
I was thinking about black people noises.
Yeah. He is probably the prototypical, like he's the prototype, or not the prototype. He's the model for like famous black noisemaker.
Yeah.
It's him right now. Welcome to Earth. It's so, yeah, no, I don't know. It's just one of those weird things, you know? Where it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter whether or not they care that I know. It's like, I don't care that I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know this. They did a whole show about it where Okay, so the reason why it was salty is because the guy August that she had the relationship with claimed that Will Smith gave him permission, like gave him the green light and was like, dude, he anointed him. He took his dick and put it on each shoulder.
I don't know if I want to be in an open relationship with you. This is how the rules are.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like, it's not for your concern. It's like any guy that wants to participate in this open relationship. Like, I have to anoint him. I have to put my dick on each one of his shoulders and then on the middle of his forehead.
What kind of noises do you make when you do that?
It would have to be, I would need like sword sound effects. Like, you know, like when I take it out, like sing.
But in the middle of the forehead, ting, I think there's like a
ting.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, how else do you give a man permission to have sex with your wife? Like, dicks have to be involved. Like, you can't just, with no genitals on display, be like, yeah, you can have sex with my wife.
That's what's wrong with, what's the movie that's all about that? Fatal Attraction. It's white people. It's like a classic 90s movie.
All of them?
Indecent Proposal.
Oh, Indecent Proposal.
Yeah. There was no dick anointing.
Yeah, it's like you almost like you gotta know. Like, you, first of all, you can't be in an open relationship with somebody that has a bigger dick than me.
So you gotta measure first?
Yeah.
Get out.
It's like, whoa, dude, you need to go anoint someone else. Get out of here with that anointing dick. I do the anointing. Your dick doesn't qualify. You have an overqualified dick for this open relationship. I mean, that's first and foremost.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I would imagine that was the case. If you look at the two of them, I mean, Will Smith is a much bigger guy than he is. I mean, that's not necessarily a direct indicator over who has the bigger anointing rod.
Yeah.
But, you know, you would have to imagine.
Yeah.
Right. So we just had to make that assumption. And that's the thing. Like, if you're going to give, you have to, like, Will Smith had to do that with his dick out. And I guess that's why he doesn't want to admit it. Because there's so many other rumors about Will Smith being gay. Oh. And he just doesn't feel like the public can handle knowing that he anointed a man with his dick.
That he rubbed it on his face.
But not sexually.
Yeah.
It's just an anoint. I mean, listen.
A smear. I want a smear.
It's not much different than a smear. But as far as the way it makes your heart flutter, you're anointed. Like, any other time if a man smears his dick on your face.
It doesn't make your heart kind of matter.
No, it does not. It makes your heart drop. It makes you question whether or not you're a person anymore. You know?
Oh, man. So how does a woman, since you have so much knowledge about an open relationship, how does a woman anoint another woman to be with the man? Does she get to smear vagina on forehead?
Does she
get to grab all the bits, like test her out? Like, just like,
yeah, so my husband likes to be cuddled. You know, it's just... Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I don't really understand completely the sexual hierarchy from woman to woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, that's just hierarchy for men. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you could be the worst hockey player on the team, but if you have the biggest dick, you're the captain.
Captain Dick.
Yeah, you get to play whatever position you want. It's like, well, I need glasses, but I'd love to play goalie. It's like, I can't see. I'm colorblind. You know, all that. Yeah, dude, you can be coach if you want.
Yeah, so a woman has to, like, she has to let the other woman know that she's still in charge and that, like, she's pulling the strings. Like, if she told the husband, like, you can't see her anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's over. You know, like, she needs the power, that power. Like, yeah. That. And that, like, my husband prefers me to you. You know, you're just a sex toy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So how does a woman establish sexual and even romantic dominance over another woman?
I don't think you can do it without like doing something mean to that woman.
I know, it's like you almost, I guess the difference is when a woman is anointing with the genitals. Like, when the man does it, he, like, you know, stands at a distance, you know, like as much distance as his anointing rod provides.
Yeah.
But for a woman, I feel like she has to like grab the back of her head and like push it in. just like hold it there.
Yeah, you gotta somehow you gotta like kind of embarrass that woman, degrade her just a little bit.
I think the best thing that I can come up with, and this might not be necessarily practical as far as sexual dominance woman to woman.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is the best way to do it. So they both hold their breath. And so Jada would grab the back of her head,
mm-hmm.
push it into her genitals, like right into the box.
Uh-huh.
She's holding her breath. Jada's holding her breath. Whoever has to gasp for air first. But the difference is Jada can cheat. She can be up here like, you know, like get a little tiny
like
breath in.
The nose, like.
Down, she can't cheat.
Yeah.
At one point, she's going to be like.
So it's like the equivalent of waterboarding, like holding somebody's head underwater until they're like, okay, mercy.
Oh, yeah, pussyboarding. You got to pussyboard a woman to see if she is worthy, to see if she's
compliant.
On the level and can participate in your open relationship. Can you imagine, like, just like that couple having two people there to anoint?
Yeah.
And those two people look at each other like, why don't we just?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need this. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be a lot. I think open relationships would be, people would be a lot more hesitant to jump into an open relationship, because I think people jump into open relationships because they just like, oh, I get more?
Yeah.
I get more genitals?
Yeah.
And she's not going to have a problem.
Yeah.
She just has to be okay with it. You know, and they don't really consider the fact that, like, she's going to get more genitals? And I have to be okay with it. You know, so I think people would be a lot more hesitant to, both as the people doing the anointing and as the people getting anointed, it'd be real hesitant to jump into an open relationship. It's like, man, you got to look at this chick and be like, is she worth having a dick smeared on my forehead? Is she dick smear worthy? You know, and it's like, yeah, that's your job. I mean, you got to judge that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, man. I mean, you never look at a couple that you're like, oh, that's a swinging couple. Like, that's an open, like, feel like they're like really grounded.
Yeah.
It always feels like there's something like.
They're always almost off the edge somehow.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like their feet are like 1 inch above the ground.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like their
calamity is like right around the corner.
Yeah. You just get a sense that they're like clinging to the earth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like their toes are like dug in. They're like trying to hang on to the earth
and
live this ridiculous swinger lifestyle.
Yeah.
With their shirt unbuttoned, three buttons down and chest hair coming out. Yeah. It seems like a tough life, but it's also, I mean, what else is there right now? I mean, not to say like people got to swing right now, but I mean, just like we drove around the other day, you know, looking at people at bars flirting and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're about to be very open sexually as a country and a culture.
Once these masks come off, like the dicks come out, like everything comes off?
No, I think it's going to happen during this.
Oh,
I think it's going to be a pendulum swing hard because of the lack of being able to be around each other and flirt.
Yeah.
You know, and then people are going to, you know, like they're hyper flirting out there now. Like we rode by that bar. It was like an outdoor bar we rode by. And every single person had like a sick lean up against something, you know, talking to each other. All the masks were pulled down and like everybody just had so much swag. I've never seen that much swag
at
a bar.
You could like feel penis energy, like 100%. Vagina energy.
It was
like,
throbbing genital energy.
Yeah. And it wasn't like because you could see a lot of stuff. Like it was a rainy, dark night. It was just because it was like,
whoop. Yeah, it was like, we gotta fuck. It's like, which is a ridiculous thing. It's like, everybody looked so sharp.
Yeah.
Right. Like normally when you're at a bar and you see people like mingling and flirting, you can see the kind of social discomfort and awkwardness that's coming off of people.
Yeah.
But there was none of that. Everybody was in their fucking Denzel Washington. You know, everybody was getting their Jada Pinkett on.
Yeah.
which is kind of interesting to me.
Yeah.
It seems like, too, like people aren't really clinging on to that. I'm awkward. anymore.
Yeah.
So it has no time for that.
Yeah.
No time for people to have to like sort through my bullshit personality. Like I may never see another single female for like months because of this pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I like this has to be I cannot step on my own dick right now.
It's end of the world's time.
It is, dude. And one thing you would know for a fact is that in the apocalypse, everybody is so smooth.
Yeah. It's they like get vampire smooth with it. Like, we all get in like our black clothes and come out like.
Dude, they were a lot of people were wearing black out there. You know, it was it's like. Yeah, everybody gets game during the apocalypse. That's why we track people's last words. Yeah. That's why people always have ridiculous last words.
They're good.
It's like idiots, fucking retards for 80 years. And then like as they're dying, they're like, like you gotta anoint them bitches. Like, what? Dude, those are some sick last words. I didn't know grandpa was a swinger. Yeah, that's it's pretty wild. I also can't stop thinking about the idea that the defund the police has nothing to do with racial injustice. It has everything to do with people just not wanting police patrolling so they can fuck in their cars right now.
Yeah. Or behind the dumpster or like wherever they want to be. Like, just leave us alone. This is our place.
Because that's the other thing. It's like, you know, we live in a society where a lot of people had roommates coming into COVID.
Yeah.
And they probably still had those roommates because there was nowhere that they can go unless they go back to their parents' house.
Yeah.
Either way, it's like when you do meet somebody at a bar after all this hyper flirting, you got to seal the deal. Where are you going to seal it?
The car.
You got to do it in the car.
Yeah.
But it's terrifying. Like, who wants to get arrested for fucking during a pandemic?
Yeah.
You know, that's not, I don't want to, you know.
Answer those questions.
Yeah.
Like, how long have you guys known each other? We met tonight. Where's your mask?
Basically. Dude, you would get canceled so hard.
Yeah.
If you were banging during a quarantine and you got like put on blast because of the cops arrested you.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, I'm not. That's the last thing I want to get canceled for.
Yeah.
Right? So people got to bang somewhere. Yeah. And out in the car, it's kind of the safest place to be. It's
fresh, you can roll down the windows.
Roll down the windows. You know, like from the back, we're 6 feet apart. Like you gotta lean back real far. She goes real forward. It's just like her head sticking out the car window, your head sticking out the car window. That's the only way you can do it. And police know that.
Yeah.
Police will see those two heads sticking out. I'm like, well, they're fucking. Can't let them do that.
No.
Got to do something about that.
Yeah.
You know, I did swear an oath. Yeah. That is, that's just funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I just, you know, what other minor, because first of all, people shouldn't be arrested for fucking in a car.
Now you firmly stand against that.
I don't think people should be fined for it either. Unless you can look from the car, from outside of the car. Without having to like crane your neck in any sort of way. If you can, from outside of the car, see genitals.
But that, the law, okay, yeah, so seeing genitals is a law. Like, you're not allowed to.
Indecent exposure and open lewdness.
But like, don't people mostly get in trouble for having their cars parked in places where cars aren't supposed to be parked? Like, they're not getting in trouble for having sex, right?
You think people fucking in their cars are getting parking tickets?
Yeah. Your meter's expired. No, yeah. Like. No, like, I think they're like parked in like secluded areas that are like, why is a car here? This is suspicious.
By the way,
like,
my meter's expired is what I say when I ejaculate. Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go. My meter's expired. That'd be quick. I thought I put more quarter. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it expired so fast, but I gotta go. I really gotta go. But no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Oh, my meter's expired. Oh, I gotta go. Oh, I'm so sorry. We got to reconvene. I'm so sorry. But yeah, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I think I thought people always got in trouble for parking. You know, like they're parked on top of a mountain or somewhere where, you know, there's a view, like the guy goes, but like it's not a public parking area. Like at a, you know, so places that cars aren't supposed to be. Like maybe they're at a park, but it's after hours. You know, so like they look suspicious. It's like, I thought they always got in trouble for that.
I think maybe that's like, those are like the charges that get tacked on if you don't stop fucking right away. Like if they've not
tried to get your meter signed. Yeah. Hold on, sir. Hold on.
I can't waste these quarters, sir. I really can't. It's like they're not going to win. You're like, look at my meter. Look at my meter. man, yeah, no, it's you know, I don't know. I don't know exactly what people get fined for fucking in a car. Yeah. I really don't. But I don't think people should. I think it should be one of those break it up, get out of here, yeah, you two scamps.
For sure. For
you know,
sure.
Just not like
you're not harming anybody.
Although it is kind of funny to give a married couple a fine for fucking.
Yeah, that's like a badge. Yeah, you know, they frame that and they're like, yeah, 20 years deep.
Yeah, married couples need that.
Yeah.
They need that. That's like that's the only way to prove as a married couple you're still fucking. I guess Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, they were just trying to prove they're still sexually active.
Yeah.
They're not in an open relationship. They just need the people to know they're fucking.
Yeah, maybe that's what it all is. Like she's and like that's why he's so young and you know, like and he was like really heartfelt about like, oh my God, like she was my first love, like she really changed my life, like she's such an amazing you know, like he was like, you know, like yeah, maybe well of course, you know what we forgot? She's sucking the youth out of him. Like sucking the youth.
She is siphoning youth.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she's, man.
Yeah.
She is just slurping quarters right out of that meter.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be something to that. I mean, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have a very young energy to them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but the reason that she met him in the first place was he was friends with her son.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she older than him?
Her son? She's older than her son, yeah.
Than Will Smith.
Is she older than Will Smith? Yeah. Is Jada Pinkett Smith older than Will Smith? I think he might be. She might be. I think she's like a year older than him or something.
Oh.
Not like by much.
Yeah.
But Jada Pinkett Smith met August through
Jaden's son. Yes,
Jaden.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
And it's like, because he's like 23 when they started banging.
Yeah.
You know, she's 50, it was 4 years ago. She's, I think, 51 now.
Yeah.
So she was 47.
Doesn't look a day over 30.
No, no. It's like, I need to see the paper trail of all those youth dicks she was siphoning.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's not the only one.
No, not at all.
Yeah, because he didn't even have the best youthful energy because when they met, he had like this autoimmune disease. And that's kind of what endeared him to the family is like they were just trying to help him get healthy.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So that might, I don't know how much youth you can siphon. Because like that, that dick had some comorbidities. It's like a little COVID-y.
Well, maybe they were like, oh, like we have all this youth blood that we're siphoning and like injecting in us. Like we can help this young guy. And like, you know, it just all made sense. And then they got him better. And then she was like, I'll take, now you must pay back what you've been given.
You mean he's asking her to pay back?
No. He has to pay back. Like, they helped him get healthy.
Yeah.
Now he's got to give his youth to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, so maybe Will Smith did give permission. I don't know. I'm back and forth on this, man.
I thought you'd, like, were like, yeah, no, he gave permission.
Well, he's saying Jada Pinkett Smith said that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That he didn't give that consent. But it's like, well, when you contextualize it the way you just did.
Yeah.
It's like, of course. It was like, yeah, I want my wife to get that youthfulness.
Yeah. I mean, because they do have like a positivity. Like you said, they have a youthful energy. It's like there's a lot of positivity there.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and if it's all helping him and he's helping her, like there goes all their secret. It's a secret. They're just like.
Yeah. He fucking put his dick on a ventilator. Heal him up.
Yeah.
Get those comorbidities down a little bit. You know, he can walk around and not have to wear a mask on his dick.
Maybe her vagina has special powers now, too. And, like, she could suck out some of the comorbidity.
Oh, for sure. Jada Pinkett Smith's vagina has special powers. She's been linked to Tupac, Will Smith, and now this guy for sure is probably going to blow up after he dipped in that magic vagina.
So now, yeah, we have to watch what happens to August's career.
Well, Tupac was like obsessed with Jada Pinkett Smith. They grew up near each other.
Yeah.
And he's just like all about her.
Yeah.
And he, I think he was quoted as saying she's the only woman that could bring him to sexual, bring him to climax without sex, without sexual interaction.
Like she could just stand there and like do the energy.
I don't know. I don't know how magic vaginas work.
Oh man. Yeah. I'll work on that for you.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I'm not trying to throw your vagina under the bus.
Yeah. It fell a little bit. I mean, I don't have Jada Pinkett Smith vagina, but
yeah, I don't have Will Smith career. So that's how you know. That's the litmus test for your vagina.
Oh damn, it all comes back.
I mean, I'd even take Tupac. I mean, I'd take August's career right now. I don't even know what the fuck he does. I'd take his career right now. You know, it's like, man, that's yeah.
I have all these thoughts that I'm not sure I want to share or not.
Yeah, you need to do like a seance for your vagina or something. Or with a Ouija board.
Are you trying to say there's like evil spirits in there that need to come speak?
No, I'm saying that they have to be exorcised. The magic has to be exorcised out of the vagina. Not every vagina alone is magical. Yeah, they're all great, right? But they're not all magical.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to exorcise the magic out of the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need a Ouija board for that.
Oh, you think a Ouija board? I think it's more like tuning rods.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to move the Ouija board with your vagina.
Okay.
Tuning rods, they could work too.
Okay.
They could work too. Some tuning rods, you got to tune it. Maybe I should be feeling a little vexed for the fact that my penis isn't a tuning rod.
No, oh, yeah.
Right? Because that should be. Hope, like, I don't know how magic vaginas work, but maybe magic dicks can turn them on.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, they do have those, like, weights that you put up the vagina.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I need to do some strength training.
I don't know, man. We need to do something. We're not going to succeed with these civilian genitals.
You know? I've never even had a Brazilian wax. Maybe I should start there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want to start living life, like, that revolves around my genitals. I feel like you gotta constantly think about your genitals a lot when they're magic.
Yeah, they're sacred. They're magical genitals.
Yeah, it's not something I want whatsoever.
Bedazzling them. You're not gonna bedazzle.
I mean, that's different. Oh. I'll decorate my dick. Yeah. Yeah. So what else is going on? That was good. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was a fun romp. We got there. We're romping. This camera's going to go out again. I got to start getting these batteries right.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to do a short episode on this one just because I don't want the cameras to go out. But this was on my mind the other day because we're living in a world where we have to have masks on us at all times. You know, we have to be prepared. Oh, hand sanitizer. We have to have hand sanitizer and stuff on us at all time. And we have to be prepared to protest/loot riot at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, we're still shitting on cargo shorts as a society. That makes no sense to me. If you're still shitting on cargo shorts at this time in human experience, you ain't really about this life. You're lying.
You knew your time would come with your cargo shorts.
This is my time. This is the cargo shorts era.
Yeah.
This, I care.
Yeah.
I really give a shit about all of this.
You always have an extra mask for me in your pocket.
Dude, I'm walking around with extra masks. Who's out? Who else? You don't got the pockets for it.
You don't got the you pockets for that. You always have a tissue for me in case my nose gets a little itchy in allergy season.
I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like your skinny jeans, you're walking around with skinny jeans.
Yeah.
You're not dressed to support Black Lives Matter.
No.
Like, what are you talking about? How are you going to support Black Lives Matter with nothing in your pockets?
Your tight skinny jeans. You can't run fast. You can't jump. You can't.
Nothing.
Your butt so sweaty, so swampy.
You know how many protest signs I have on me right now? I got cardboard. I got markers. I'm ready at all times. I am ready all times. Like, and that's a ridiculous thing to me. It's like so many things that we have to have in our pockets right now.
Yeah.
And we're still shitting on cargo shorts. How is that? How are those two things concurrent?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, because like, women are all about spandex, and like they were during quarantine. Like spandex even have pockets on them now.
Yeah, but they had to.
The main advertisement though was to, like, you can put your wine bottle in your spandex pocket. Like that's how they showed how great the pockets were. Like, look, wine bottle fits right in it.
Yeah, it's like we are still in a quarantine.
Yeah,
it's like you need pockets. You don't need them for practical shit, but you need them.
Yeah,
you know why?
Yeah,
you know why. No, that's pretty sick. Wine pockets in tights. But I'm pretty sure you could fit a mask in there, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I wanna see more love for cargo shorts right now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Like, there is a weird amount of hate for cargo shorts.
I don't get it.
I mean, I'm not one to love seeing dudes in skinny jeans.
Yeah, the other day I was walking home with the kids. Like, I stopped at a pizza shop because they have a pizza shop that has Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
Popped into my cargo short pocket.
Yeah.
I didn't have to hold that the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Got that nice little coolness on the side of my leg. That felt good.
Yeah.
We're in a heat wave.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that in your skinny jeans. You got to hold shit.
Yeah.
You know, so.
People still trying to wear flip-flops during this time? Because I feel like that's a note. Like, cover your foot up. Like, put your dirty toes away. Don't get COVID on your feet. You remember, like, of all the things we were talking about, we're like, oh, it gets on the bottom of your shoe, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, put your dirty toes away.
Yeah, for sure. People are not going home and washing their feet.
Yeah.
You wash your hands. People. I hear people washing their faces. I have not heard one single person claim that they wash their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, man. Before you said that, I didn't have a problem with sandals during quarantine. But I'm like, all right, she's raising some really good ethical points right
now. All these protesters out there just pissing and shitting wherever they are because there's no toilets.
Yeah.
You're walking around in sandals.
Oh, what is wrong with you people?
Ew.
You know, but if you had cargo shorts on, you'd be able to have those plastic booties that you could slip over top of. You know, it's like you ain't about this life.
No.
You ain't about this life.
Go get your
cargo shorts. You don't want this COVID to be over, and you don't really support Black Lives Matter. You're lying. You're fronting. You're all faking out there. It's fucking fake virtue signaling pieces of shit. Yeah. So what else? What else? What else is going on? We're hitting all the important shit right now. This is, let me see.
I don't know, it's just something I keep thinking about is like we hit on a little bit earlier, but like the community, like how people need to be around other people, and we have this need, and we want a community, we want to be part of a group right now, and everything feels like it's like I feel like we don't know how to do that. And that's part of why we're getting so like we're naming these groups and trying to join them. But it's like you like see people in your community. You're not supposed to go up to them. Like, I feel like that's such a weird.
We are in a weird spot with that, too, because there are a lot of communities that are like burst onto the scene. And I look at them, you're not a real fucking community. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. You know, like I just saw something that said something about like we need to teach LGBTQ history.
Yeah.
In schools. It's like, you mean history?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even know half those people were gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just history, right?
Yeah.
They were all of the founding fathers were gay. Like, for sure. Like, they didn't have, like, the type of, like, social rules that we had now. Like, you know how, like, one of the things that, maybe you don't know, but one of the things that, like, teenage boys, like, groups of friends do is, like, jerk off in rooms together? You know, it's like, I would always leave when that shit would start happening. Like, I'd never forget, man, this one house they would all hang out at. We'd be watching, like, music videos and shit. And then somebody would be like, yo, I need to jerk off.
Yeah.
And like, yo, me too. And then they would have contests that you can, like, jerk off the fastest and who can, like, fucking come the fastest, who can expire their meter the fastest. And it's just like, dude, I would leave and then not jerk off for weeks. It's just like, I didn't want to have any association with that group jerking at all. It was really intimidating. But like back then, that's all they did. It was like, it was just like hang out, drink a bunch of alcohol, jerk off in front of each other, and then like write laws.
Oh, that we're going to teach history in school now?
Yeah. They just expired their meter and just fucking developed society. That's all they did. That's all they did.
Language kind of makes more sense because you're a lot of like, four score. You know, like you talk like that after you ejaculate. Like, ah, I just got it all out. Like a lot of.
And that's why women wore all those clothes. They had like, you know, all that stuff they had to take off at the same time. Like, it didn't matter. Dudes were like jerking off in fucking in Congress. That's what Congress was. That was the first. It was like they were just like jerking off and they were like, hey, you know, now that we're all here, I think we can really start making a difference.
maybe we need to bring that back. Maybe Congress would like.
And there's I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's also like I'm looking at these weird groups now and I'm like, all right, that, I guess that makes sense. You know, it's like when before I'd been like, that's retarded.
Yeah.
Like the Church of Odontology.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
Is the Church of Odontology, if you don't know, if this is news to you, it's a group of people who worship voluptuous butts. The worship of the female, the voluptuous female butt.
Yes.
We're not, you guys are like, you guys are trying to get tax exemption. Stop. Stop. No, this is real. Yeah. This is real. Yeah. It was like, how did I not know about this?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this, and before quarantine, I'm like, even though we kind of worship the female butt to some degree.
Yeah.
I still would have been like, this is retarded.
Mm-hmm.
And now I like really looked into this.
Can
like,
I ask you a loaded question?
Yeah.
Is this mostly black people?
Well,
is this an open church to all races, creeds, and
it's open to all. Like in fact, the picture that represented the church was a white woman with a voluptuous butt.
Okay.
But then the founder, Adonis is his name.
Yeah.
Odontology.
Yeah.
He's a black guy.
Yeah.
You know, so It seems mixed. I mean, I have all the praise clap videos that I saw.
Yeah.
They've been all black so far. But if you don't know what praise clapping is, it's where you make your butt cheeks clap to the same rhythm that people clap the gospel music.
Yeah. like, praise Lord.
And you just go, yeah, as you're doing it, you just go, mm-hmm. He's just a black guy trying to get famous.
Yeah.
He's just trying to make noises. Yeah. He's trying to find different ways to make noises and get famous.
Uh-huh.
So I was like looking into all this, these weird groups. And I found another church that is their nude church. The priest is nude and like all the people in the congregation are nude.
Yeah.
And the guy was saying, oh, well, if you think about it, all of the most important parts of Jesus's life, he was naked. He was born naked.
Sure.
He was crucified naked.
Yeah.
And when he came back, his resurrection, he took his clothes off. He was naked.
Okay.
It's like, well, those are all sound facts, sir. It's like, you just brought up three unarguable facts.
Yeah.
So I guess this is valid. It's also hilarious to think about because that's true that when Jesus was resurrected, he took his clothes off.
Yeah.
Like he left his clothes in the cave.
Oh, yeah. Right. And he's, yeah.
Yeah, like slithered out. He like slithered out of the cave. Like he couldn't move the rock all the way. So he's like,
took himself up. <he's>, like,
Man. Dude, well, I don't want to say it. That I'm not going to say that Jesus resurrected in that cave, took his clothes off, and then came in his hand and like rubbed that off. Like I'm not gonna say that.
You know.
I'm not gonna say that he used expired meter to slither out of that cave. I'm not saying
but
that.
But you gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm not saying but how'd he get out? How'd he slither out? What did he do to get all slippery? He was in a cave. What was in that cave that helped him get slippery?
He did have a bunch of disciples that got around and hang out together and like made some laws and stuff, you know, rules.
Yeah.
Wrote
I mean,
books together.
If you thought somebody was dead and they showed up naked, they're God.
Yeah.
That is how that works.
Yeah.
Right. Is that you feel like you witnessed this dude die.
Yeah.
He's put in a cave. They put a fucking big boulder in front of it. And then 3 days later, he shows up while you're fishing naked. It's like next to you. I'm like, what the? Jesus? That's God.
Yeah.
That is God.
Yeah.
Right? So we're stopping there because these cameras are gonna expire their meters. Oh shit, it's out already?
Yeah.
I didn't even see when it went out. This one's about to go out soon. The shout out, Kevin McGrand, Chris Bruno, Andrew Pace, Julian from Canada, and Meg that says that's so. Janelle, Rick, Heather, Tim, all of our Hearts Jiu-Jitsu people, all of the podcasts, Mary Jo Butterly, how much time we have? I don't know how much time we have. Who else? This old guy, Roger, Ezekiel, Levi, Erica Daniels, I don't know who this old guy is. Nick Cupsey and his two books, and then Joe and his girlfriend's company, Saved by the Wreath. Also, Circadian Clock and the awesome music that they provide for us.
Yes.
And especially since Melissa is way more liberal than I am and I have opinions that really piss her off.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that she still lets us use her music.
Yeah. Because
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because she could easily cancel us from the music.
Yeah.
Right? So thank you so much for that. Melissa, you're the best. And everybody, we love you all. Patreon. Two Jack Bros Patreon. Sorry we didn't get that out there. I might make a little thing to be like, go to our Patreon, you know, like whatever.
Well,
and so you guys are the best. Thank you so much. Sorry that Ansley's camera went off again.
Your camera's off.
Fuck, your camera. Fuck, you're right. Oh, all right. I like that better.
Yeah.
I feel like you're aesthetically more pleasing. You know. So but don't you get any I can't even like look at the camera.
Yeah,
like,
I will.
Don't you get any funny ideas about my woman? I will anoint you. I will inappropriately anoint you. I smear all sorts of places I'm not supposed to smear. It's like over smear. It's like, dude, you never said anything about my ear. Can I? All right, Two Jack Bros, we love you. We're out.
Got you.